It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne. Tens of thousands of Israelis poured into downtown Tel Aviv last night to demand the resignation of Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. The protests follow a scathing government report this week that strongly criticized Olmert for failures in leadership during last summer's war with Lebanon's Hezbollah. But the embattled leader is standing fast. From Tel Aviv, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Many of the tens of thousands of people who packed Rabin Square last night waved signs that were short and to the point. "Failures, go home," the banners read. "Prime Minister Olmert, you said you work for us," Israeli author Meir Shalev told the crowd. "Well, you're fired," Shalev said, to loud applause. Protests are routine in Israel, but last night's brought out not just activists from right and left, but many people of all political stripes, including some who don't usually take to the streets. 35-year-old Cedric Cohen Scali says it's his first protest in years. He brought his wife and one-year-old child to the rally. Olmert should be held accountable for his wartime failings, he says, when Hezbollah rockets hammered northern Israel for a month straight, and citizens, he says, were largely left to fend for themselves. And Cohen Scali says he's had enough of the seemingly unending stream of corruption allegations against Olmert and members of his administration.
"We are fed up with this government and with the corruption and with this terrible war we had, and we want a new leadership."
Scores of Israeli soldiers who slogged it out on the ground against Hezbollah last August also came out to vent their anger at what many see as profound leadership shortcomings by Olmert, his defense minister Amir Peretz, and top military commanders.
"We didn't know what we were doing there. After we conquered something, we had to leave it and then conquer it again."
30-year-old Sergeant Yossi Avigor, an Israeli reservist infantryman, fought in southwestern Lebanon last summer. Avigor says what Olmert did was inexcusable. He rushed to all-out war without proper preparation, a coherent war plan, realistic goals, or an exit strategy.
"If you decide to make war, you have to have correct plans. You have to know where you're going into. If you don't know what you're going into, don't go into it. And of course, we're afraid that not this summer, maybe the next summer, maybe sometime in the near future, we will have to confront Hezbollah or maybe Syria or something else. And we want to be prepared and we want the right people to lead us."
The rally was organized mainly by reserve soldiers and families who lost loved ones in the war. And organizers kept politicians off the stage to try to send a bipartisan message of accountability. But lawmakers from right and left were in attendance in force. On Monday, the prime minister faces a no-confidence vote in the Israeli parliament, a move that could prompt some in Labor, Olmert's biggest coalition partner, to rethink their alliance with him. Danny Atom is the former head of the Mossad, Israel's intelligence service, and is now a senior lawmaker in the Labor Party.
"It means that the government does not enjoy any longer the support of the public, and the government should resign. I think that new election is a bad option, but the worst one is that this government will continue to govern."
Nearby in the crowd, Parliament member Effie Atom with the right-wing National Religious Party made a parallel call for new elections, calling Olmert's administration untenable. So far, the prime minister has doggedly resisted calls to leave. This week, he successfully beat back a rebellion within his own centrist Kadima party, including calls from his own foreign minister for him to resign. And for now, anyway, it appears most members of Olmert's coalition government are sticking with him, largely out of fear that new elections will bring about a return to power of the right-wing Likud party. Political analyst Ruben Hazan with Hebrew University says in the short term, last night's rally may not change the political dynamic as Olmert continues to cling to power. But the large turnout, Hazan says, sent a strong message.
"Parties like Labor will now realize that they're going to hemorrhage in the polls if they stay with Olmert. And a party like Kadima will realize that as long as they have this albatross on their neck called Olmert, they're hemorrhaging in the polls."
Rally organizers vowed to continue to press Olmert to leave with a series of public events. And the government report that sparked Israel's latest political crisis was just an interim document dealing with the first week of the war. In August, the full report of the Vinograd Committee will be released, and if Olmert is still in office then, is likely to bring a new wave of calls for his resignation. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Tel Aviv.